So the question was, when Jesus was ministering, is he Christ? The question was he the Christ? They questioned John the Baptist, who was the forerunner, which means who came to prepare the way of Jesus Christ, that everyone will understand and get their mind straightened up and cleared and get a revived spirit in the Judaic community, where when he was preparing those people by preaching and making them to repent of sins and get the baptism in the water, as they will wait and they will receive Jesus Christ as the Christ. So, see, when I say Jesus as the Christ, is that the people who see the work of Jesus, they must understand whoever comes in the name of the Lord, whoever comes in name of God the Father, and us saying that they are supposedly waiting and looking at the work of this person. This person, if he is doing the work as the prophets have said, that is who the person is supposed to be. Now, the person here, everyone is waiting, is to meet Christ. Christ means the Savior, or whose name was already in the Old Testament as Joshua. See, Joshua was another preeminent person like Jesus. See, Jesus is the Greek word, and also or English. Now, Christ or Christos, which means that's the holy name of the Son of God, who is the Messiah. Now, is he Christ? That's the question. So everyone wanted to know if Jesus was Christ. First, they were confused. They wanted to find from John the Baptist if he was the Christ, or he was Elijah, or he was the other prophet which Moses was speaking about. And I have discussed and explained this in the previous discussions, my messages. Now, continuing with Jesus' ministry, we have talked about Jesus was receiving his 12 apostles, whom he called as disciples, who were sent out later. And once they were sent, the name was given as he was sent by Jesus. Apostle means sent by, or whoever he sent. Now, their names are in the Gospels. If you read, you can see Simon, whose name was changed into Peter by Jesus himself, in one explanation, that he will become the strong, like a rock. That's what Peter was going to be. And his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, or otherwise he was called Judah Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Now, everyone who was called was known by God in advance. In my suggestion, I believe from eternity to eternity, God knows who he is going to be called. God already pre-knowledgeable about who will follow Jesus or who will follow Christ. That God knows who will believe in him. This is the thing about God. He knows from beginning to the end. Today, God knows whoever you are and your time of your birth, before you were born, God already knew that you are going to be born, and he sent a spirit to live in you, which is your spirit, a person of you, and he already knew before you were born. Now, does he know what you're doing now? Yes. God knows every movement that we are doing, and even till the end. Even if we die, God knows the time. I mean, so God, Jesus calling here all these disciples, we were going in series of them in the Gospel of John and Matthew, then we came up with six of them. And then later we see in the Gospel of Luke and Mark that one night Jesus was completely in prayer, and in the morning he came out from the mountain. Supposedly he prayed in the Mount Olive a lot of times, and then he came down and he brought those people, and all those came, he selected them. There's not too much details given about the election of all the others. Now we know that it was a very conspicuous, very tightly written part of the gospel that they did not give a lot of explanation to the other, many of the others. Now, if this speak about Matthew, the tax collector, we don't hear much knowledge about Bartholomew or James, the son of Alphaeus, Judas Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and also not too many background about Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. So some of their backgrounds are not given, others in the beginning, which is already given. Peter, Andrew, James, John, and Philip, and then we also have Nathanael in one of those epistles, you can see. So there Jesus, the question about Jesus was, is he the Christ? The Christ of God, who is the supposedly born in the human birth, will have to come according to all the prophecies, even from the prophecy in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. The woman's son will come. Amen. I also read the book called Jubilee, which was a Jewish early version of the creation history and the history of the Jews. And in that book, you can read, you will see that after Adam and Eve sinned against God, God was speaking to Adam in a little bit differently than what is written in the Old Testament Genesis. It says, Adam, I will take birth in your family in the time of life. And when that time comes, I will take birth in you, in your family. Then I will save you from the serpent or Satan. The Satan was called as the old serpent. You know, serpent is a cunning creature, and that serpent's cunningness is that if you look at the serpent or the snakes, they will be very quiet. You will not see they are aggressive or anything normally, you know, and they just lying on the floor and crawling. Now, you will see its nature if you touch him. If you touch it, there's a different story. It's going to jump up and bite you. That's the nature of the snake. Satan is like that, very cunning. And Satan's behavior has been shown in the Garden of Eden, where I may call it Adam's Garden, wonderful name. That's a great thing that Adam ever had possessed that garden. It would have been a great thing. Now, you know, the garden which was extending from all the way to, you know, Turkey, you know, and the regions of eastern Turkey to way down to the Palestine and complete covering land of Iraq. This is the huge place. At the time was a beautiful garden with many trees and plants and flowers and creatures, birds and animals were living happily ever after like that, if we ever say that. But it was not a happily ever after situation. And Garden of Eden has been upside down. And in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet says that God turned the trees of the Garden of Eden under the earth. So what happened, probably there was an earthquake and earth split to change its positions. And we know that earth originally looked, and they called it Pangaea, and which is not the locations, all the planet, all the the earth, all the countries, all the nations split away, like break away, and they became dispersed from the original condition it was. So the earth split into different places. Now Adam lost his garden even before that, right? Adam was kicked out of the garden. And God said to him, in time of life, I will take my incarnation in your family as human. Now, what was that about? In the book of Genesis chapter 3:15 says, the woman's son will come, Adam and Eve. Eve, especially to Eve, God saying, the woman, your son will come. And you know, every time Eve had the sons, she was thinking, oh, that is him. When first Cain was born, but it was not the person. And then Abel was born, it was not the person, you know. And one killed the other because of the sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. They disobeyed God, the sin, which was horrible, crime, the crime against God. That's what sin is. And it entered God, violating the commands of God. That is what sin is. The rules and regulations, laws, which is given to human being ever since God planted the planet and created the universe. When a human was made, his laws were given, written in their hearts, in the Bible, which we call the New Testament. Now, some people do not believe in New Testament because the Old Testament people, they do not believe that Christ came. You know, in the Old Testament, they prohibited from reading this, so they are ignorant about the scriptures, which was fulfilled in the New Testament through Jesus, who is Christ. Now, in the book of Romans, a great book, almost like a conclusion, a content of the whole entire Bible, it says in the verse, chapter 1, verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness. You see, the godlessness and godliness are two different words. You know, it is godlessness and means they are not accepting and following or listening to God, and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. See, every time there is a truth is covered by a dirt. The dirt is called wicked behavior, wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. See, from the gods, whatever was made, the creations, all the rules and regulations was written in the human heart. Now, why animals obey the rules and regulations in the jungles? You know, they don't kill unless they are really hungry. They follow the rules, and they only end up killing the weakest or the oldest or who are that leaving the healthy ones living to continue. Kind of a law in the nature God has established. Now, killing and eating of the flesh was not in the God's plan, but even though God knew this was going to happen, but it happened because of the sin of Adam and Eve. What happened after the sin of Adam and Eve? God came and he called in the first chapter, in the third chapter of Genesis, and Adam and Eve were hiding because they lost their heavenly glorious covering. Some people think Adam and Eve were walking around completely naked like today we get naked. No, that was not the case. Some pastors even think that they were completely naked, that anybody can see their nakedness, each other. Now, it did not happen before they sinned. They had this beautiful, glorious covering. That's what Bible says, that they fell from the glory. The glory means, one of the meaning is covered by light. Some kind of heavenly clothings. God has covered them even though they were naked, physically naked in the way that they didn't have the dress or they didn't have any leather or any covering like that. They were had a glorious protection of their body, were shining like glory. They had to have a godly covering, which is hard to explain. And until we receive that godly covering back again. See, when are we going to receive that glorious covering? In the rapture. Resurrection of the dead in Christ will happen when Christ return. In the coming, Christ return with the trumpet sound of the archangels, angel or the other angels. Amen. And the voice of Christ, you know, as the court calls, they all will rise. And the one who living will be transformed with a new bodies will be transformed with their heavenly body, come down and dress them up and make them one with the earthly body transformed. You know, so they have a heavenly body now with the earthly body, the resurrected earthly body or the living people's earthly body transformed. And they will become one body, like, and they become like Jesus. They get that glorious covering from the Garden of Eden that was lost, which was lost for Adam. So what else was lost? Everything God gave him, the Garden of Eden, they lost. They were kicked out of there. But there was this wonderful, great promise that God said, in time of life, he will take birth in the human family as a human. Now, that's the version of the book I mentioned to you, but in the Bible it says the woman's son will come. So the woman's son came in the fullness of time. Fullness of time. Now why don't you know that? Because you don't read. If you live after, you know, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you are born after that century, you are going to have to read the Bible, the scripture, to know what happened to the man named Jesus and how his disciples spread this news of salvation, the message of the gospel throughout the world. You know, those people who will keep separated from Christ, called Jesus, called the Christ, they will not understand unless they will listen to these messages or they will read the Bible, the New Testament of God through Jesus Christ. See, when a philosopher called Heraclitus in BC 560, what I read from the commentary, the study lecture notes of a great Bible scholar called William Barclay. William Barclay is a Scottish theologian. He had so much of knowledge, studied Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, English. See, these are the languages he was able to understand and read the Aramaic Torah and Bible, and also English, Greek, and all this Hebrew, praise God. And he says in his notes that if you can get this book, the commentaries, actually it's called the study Bibles for each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and many of the other books. He had study books. All these study Bibles, it talks about how some of the historic facts. See, at the time John the Apostle was writing this Gospel, he addressed the Greek people by telling them what Heraclitus was talking about in his philosophy in the ancient of time. He said he was speaking to his students and telling them, the world is in a good order. Order means O-R-D-E-R, which means everything is set up properly. The heavens especially, they study the galaxies, the sun, moon, and stars, and he sees that everything is in a order. Isn't that true today also? Well, some magnificent things happens in the galaxies that only certain scientists who are watching through the telescope are only seeing. The supernova and birth of a new star, death of a new old star, and those things are happening time and time, according to the scientists, which I have never seen. I don't have those kind of equipments, but they are. So other than that, like, the world is in a order in the universe. The human kind is not in a order. The humankind is not listening to God or His scripture, but the creations are in the order. You see, some of those creations that God created to keep the earth and the atmosphere and also being toppled at the time of the sin. Because of the sin, the nature became upside down. You know, we have tornadoes and hurricanes, we have earthquakes, we have so many diseases, we have insects, right? Some Christian scientist, a Christian who is a scientist, I'm not talking about those group of people called Christian scientists, that's another sect of people who some of, they describe Bible in a different way. But a scientist by Christian in the radio station 89.9, sometimes 89.3, you will hear their lectures. So when you listen to those, you know that everything is in the planet, the bacteria, virus, you know, they believe that these are not in the original creation. Because of the sin, sickness, diseases, you know, human behavior, anger, hatred, murderous natures, animals get violent, aggressive, they ran away from the garden and they went into the deep, the dense jungles. There was no domestic animals or everything. You know, we see that Abel was a keeper of domestic animals. See how these things happened, terrorized the world by sin. Sin took over the evil powers of Satan, took over the humankind's thinking, their knowledge, their wisdom. You know, everything turned around to kill and murder and rape and every evil things. And the nature also was being affected. The systems and the laws which was established by God and man for the earth, at least for the earth, has been disturbed. You know, it was peaceful, it was beautiful, you know, and landscapes, everything has been destroyed. Now we see some part of the beauty of the planet Earth is still there, and God kept it going as He watched over it. And even though we have some destructive elements working in our planet, many things are still stabilized. See, what I am trying to say is planetariums, the universe itself as it is, even today they are in order, except all these events happening in the earth, right? So that's the reason I explained that someone may question, hey, why do you say that when we have all these problems? That's because of our sin. So then Heraclitus declared, if all these things are in order, under the control of the Almighty Great God, who he called, and he don't know who that is, but he said, this is organized by somebody. And someone who controls the mind of God to establish all this, and his name is called Logos. See, Logos means the one who created and controlled and keep everything in order. Now, what does the Gospel of John say? John says, the Word was in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God, and in the beginning, through Him all things were made. You see, without Him nothing was made that has been made. So Heraclitus was right, and he said these things are in order, and who controls this is called Logos in Greek, means the one who control and put everything in order. His name is Logos. He controls the mind of God, he said. What a wonderful... I mean, I was so thrilled when I read that. But Christ, who was in God, was the one doing all the orders and creations and holding them together. It says in the book Epistle called Colossians, Colossae was a place in Asia Minor, which is in Turkey, and today is Turkey. It says also there was a church and planted by, you know, either Apostle John or Apostle Paul, and many of the apostles were in that region, praise God. And there he wrote this epistle to the church of Colossae. You know, that church doesn't exist today, because after the Roman rule, there was this Ottoman Empire, Muslim Empire, which was there, and severe persecution and all those happened. Where in that Colossians, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him will all things hold together. I will pick up this part from the next message. Now, may the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I like to repeat an announcement about three books available. When You Meet God, second book, Does God Answer Your Prayers? Third book, Violence, Murder, Massacre. In Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, also available Apple iTunes audio version. So if you send me $15 per piece and $3.50 for the postage, total $18.50, I will mail this book to you. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And I am Dr. Chaco Varghese, C-H-A-C-K-O, last name V.S. Victor, A-R-G-H-E-S-E. These are very useful and good books. May the Lord richly bless you by reading these books, and you can ask me to mail this to you. You can also ask this from WCNO, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City, Florida. So if you like to do that, you can look up WCNO and their mailing address.
Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C-H-A-C-K-O, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot C-H-A-C-K-O-V at gmail.com.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center, providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.